So, everybody, you are welcome to today's podcast. Today we are looking at how to deal or manage with obscurity. Obscurity is the period of unknown, the period when we are not yet popular, we are not yet up to the standard of popularity that people can judge us. That moment where, you know, you never blew and people might not really know you very, very much. So today we want to look at exactly what it is and how to deal with the period of obscurity, that period when your goals are not yet the reality that you want, or when you are still struggling, putting in your efforts to arrive at your potential, so your possible destination. So I have my friends here with me and will be contributing to this session to understand exactly what our reactions should be to our period of obscurity, to those period of times where we are struggling to do one or two things with our life. So I have here with me Mr. Dennis and Dennis Sunday. I have here Mr. Taiwa Adekunle. I have here Mr. Ladoja Adebayo and Miss Lydia Amusha. Yeah, so we have all genders represented here, even though the figure is quite disproportionate. So I'd like to speak with Mr. Dennis and ask him what his opinion is about the period of obscurity and how we should deal with it. So Mr. Dennis, I'd like to hear your opinion.
All right, thank you very much. Just as you rightly said, obscurity is that time where you've not been known, a time where someone is still caged, a time when decisions is yet to come to materialization. Now, this is one thing I feel that should be done. There's a saying that delay is not denial. That you're still in that stage where you've not been known is not enough reason for you to drop the resources. It's not for you to drop your brain. It's not for you to drop the resources you have. All you need to do is at that time, put things together, keep learning, keep equipping, a time will come. There's a saying, and I want to say, the scripture says there is a time to everything on earth. So delay is not denial. That time will come. But before that time comes, let preparation meet with opportunity. That's my position.
Thank you very much. So I'd like to hear from Mr. Taiwo. Let's hear from you, sir.
Well, one thing I believe about life is this. Just like what Mr. Daniel has rightly said, there is time for everything in life. You know, one thing is just this. You need to keep focus on who or what you want to become in life. You know, let's just take a look at Pastor Adeboye. There are times and seasons that the man does what he knows how to do best. And that's why he is there today now. So, during that state of being unknown, don't lose yourself. Don't lose focus. Just be who you are, not just because you want to impress others, but because you have a feeling that you want to make it part of life. So I'm sure that when you get past that level, everything will fall in place. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. We're grateful for that input. So let's hear from Mr. Oladoja.
Actually, as the other people have said earlier, in the time that you have not known, first of all, you need to sit down to look at, okay, who do you want to be? Then, after you have already defined yourself, who you like to be, then there are some preparation that you need to make for yourself to make yourself strong. And being the fact that you have not known for what you know how to do best doesn't say that you should relent. You should not relent. There is time, though time and time wait for no one, but at the same time, there is still time that is appointed for a particular time to come to a reality. Thanks.
Thank you very much. So let's hear from Ms. Amusha.
Well, everything being well said, I think that the place of obscurity is an opportunity for you to grow. It's an opportunity for you to keep trying. And so it doesn't matter how long you try, it doesn't matter how hard you try, it's just for you to keep moving. So it's a place for you to keep trying, keep getting better, and then things will fall in place.
Okay, so thank you. Obscurity and how we should be dealt with. It is not a dead sentence. The fact that you never blew does not mean that you're not going to blow. Your friends might have gone far. All of those things could have been happening. But you know, there's always the bright side to it. So just keep at it. Focus on your task. Focus on the things you need to do. Be sure of your future. Do not doubt yourself. And just keep believing. Keep trusting about the fact that all of the things you do will pave way for you. So just check yourself. Are there things you are doing wrong? Are there things that you need to improve on? Just begin to think about them. Then you tweak them in a way that it will favor you. You remember, the year is still quite early and young. This is still February 2020. There's so much you can do about life. So I wish you all of the best. So take care. Till we meet next time.